वसुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वसुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वसुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यभागवतसेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमुपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायना विरहकातराजुहावं पुत्रेति तन्मयतयो तरवो विनेदुस्तं सार्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि हरे कृष्ण So I was asked to speak on a topic of the qualities of a leader. Because there are so many different qualities of a leader, I decided to speak on one particular quality of a leader, that is determination. And for this matter, we pick it up the verse from the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th chapter, Vritrasura's glorious death. Text number 7. Yutsatam kutrachit atatainam jaya sada eva ekatra na vai para atmanam vina ekam utpati laya stiti ishvaram sarvagyam adyam purusham sanatanam Yayutsam kutrachita tatainam Yayutsatam kutrachita tatainam Jayah sadai katra navai paratmanam Jayah sadai katra navai paratmanam Vinaikam utpati layastitishvaram Vinaikam utpati layastitishvaram Sarvagyam adyam purusham sanatanam Sarvagyam adyam purusham sanatanam Yuyutsatam kutrachitadatainam Jayak sadai katranavai paratmanam Vinaikam utpatilaya stitishvaram Sarvagyam adyam purusham sanatanam Next. qualities. Yuyutsatam, of those who are belligerent, kutrachit, sometimes, atatainam, armed with weapons, jaya, victory, sada, always, ekatra, in one place, na, not, why, indeed, para atmanam, of the subordinate living entities, who work only under the direction of the super soul, vina, except, ekam, one, utpati, of the creation, laya, annihilation, sthiti, and maintenance, Ishvaram, the controller, translation. Vritrasura continued. O Indra, no one is guaranteed of being always victorious, but the supernality of Godhead. He is the cause of creation, maintenance, and annihilation, and he knows everything. Being dependent and being to accept material bodies, belligerent subordinates are sometimes victorious and sometimes defeated. Purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Shiva Prabhupada ki. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya chaham haridi sannivishtam matah smritir jnanam apohanam cha. I sit in the heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. When two parties fight, the fighting actually goes under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Paramatma, the Super Soul. Elsewhere in the Gita, the Lord says, Prakriti ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. The living entity works only under the direction of the Supreme Lord. The Lord gives orders to material nature, and she arranges facilities for the living entities. The living entities are not independent, although they foolishly think themselves as doers. Karta. Victory is always with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As for the subordinate living entities, they fight under the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of God. Victory or defeat is not actually theirs. It is an arrangement by the Lord through the agency of material nature. Pride in victory or moroseness in defeat is useless. One should fully depend on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is responsible for the victory and defeat of all living entities. The Lord advises, Nityam kuru karma tvam karma jayo hi akarmana hi akarmana. Perform your prescribed duties, for action is better than inaction. The living entity is ordered to act according to his position. Victory or defeat depends on the Supreme Lord. Karma nyevade karaste mapaleshu kadachana. You have a right to perform your prescribed duties, but you are not entitled to the fruits of action. One must act sincerely according to his position. Victory or defeat depends on the Lord. Vritrasura encouraged Indra, saying, "Don't be morose because of my victory. There is no need to stop fighting. Instead, you should go on with your duty. When Krishna desires, you will certainly be victorious." This verse is very instructive for sincere workers in the Krishna consciousness movement. We should not be jubilant in victory or morose in defeat. We should make a sincere effort to implement the will of Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we should not be concerned with victory and defeat. Our only duty is to work sincerely so that our activities may be recognized by Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. So I will also read the translation of the previous verse, which is important. So the previous verse says, having dropped the thunderbolt from his hand in the presence of his enemy, Indra was practically defeated and was very much ashamed. He dared not pick up his weapon again. Vritrasura, however, encouraged him, saying, "Take up your thunderbolt and kill your enemy. This is not the time to lament your fate." And this verse says, Vritrasura continued, "O Indra, no one is guaranteed of being always victorious, but the original enjoyer, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. He is the cause of creation, maintenance, and annihilation, and he knows everything. Being dependent and being obliged not to accept material bodies, belligerent subordinates are sometimes victorious and sometimes defeated." Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Sarasvati Devi Goravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarini Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Ajanu Lambita Bujo Kanakavadata Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalai Taksu Vishwambaro Dvijavaro Yuga Dharma Pala Vandei Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro Yantah pravishimam avachimam prasuptam sanjeevaya takila shakti darak svadamna anyamshaka chahasta charana shravana tvagadim pranam namo bhagavate purushaya tubhyam. First of all, I would like to ask the blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas who assembled here. I am very humbled to speak in their presence, but by their blessings, I, we we hope to say something useful. This description of the glorious death of Vritrasura is one of the lakshanas of Srimad Bhagavatam. We know that in Agni Purana it is stressed that Srimad Bhagavatam is Purana which describes the glorious death of Vritrasura. So it's a specific characteristic of this particular Purana, and it actually signifies the meaning of this story. The meaning of this story is very instructive, because here we see Asura, demon, who was born as a demon, who had all the habits of a demon. He was actually not even following four regulative principles. He was a meat eater. Not only meat eater, he was a cannibal. He was eating human beings. But Srimad Bhagavatam glorifies Vritrasura for his devotion. And the significance of this is that devotion of bhakti, devotional service, does not depend on our birth, does not depend on our habits. It's completely, totally independent. And this is the most valuable and the most glorious quality which one may have. And all other qualities are coming from this essential quality. One may or may not have some other good qualities. But if he has this essential quality of bhakti, of devotion to the Lord, of complete surrender to the Lord, he is glorious. And that's the instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's the essential teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And here we can see the encounter of somebody who is also a devotee, Indra. You know, he's a bhakta, he's a devotee. And Asura, demon, who is proving himself to be much more glorious than his enemy, Indra. In the story which is described here, about the fight between Vritrasura and Indra, Vritrasura, he is temporarily victorious, but not really so. Because in the previous verses it is described that Indra, by his vajra, by his divine weapon which was given to him, cut off Vritrasura's right hand. The blood gushed out of Vritrasura's hand. But despite of this, you know, can you imagine how you would feel if your right arm, right there in the battlefield, was cut off? But Vritrasura was not at all bewildered. He just took his iron mace and he just, you know, slapped Indra in his jaw. And it was a mighty slap. So much so that Indra dropped his weapon, vajra. And Indra became completely morose and practically defeated. Here we see somebody with his arm cut off, and he is totally, completely, you know, confident about himself. And Indra, who just got little slap in his cheek, and lost his weapon, and he's bewildered and he's morose. In fact, it is said there that he was dejected. He was in complete depression after this, you know, defeat. He felt, that's it. And his enemy, Vritrasura, is standing in front of him and saying, it's not time to be morose. In the previous verse, specifically, he says, Jahisva Shatrum Navishada Kalaha. He uses this Sanskrit words, Navishada Kalaha. It's not proper time to be morose. You're fighting. What kind of nonsense you are. You know, if you're fighting, it's not proper condition or frame of your mind to be morose or dejected. You have to fight. And it doesn't matter whether you will be victorious or not. Just depend on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is his instruction to Indra and to all of us. Somehow or other, as a conditioned living entities, we hope with our conditioning of thinking that we are the Supreme Lord, we hope to be victorious all the time. We kind of count on it. It's a subconscious mentality of every living entity. We just want to be victorious. And when something goes wrong in our life, we immediately become dejected. And because it always goes wrong, something always goes, then we're always dejected. It's a normal condition. This, you know, we know that Bhagavad Gita starts with this Arjuna Vishada Yoga, the yoga of dejection. And this state of dejection, state of complete desperation, the desperate state of depression, is more or less the Stai Bhava of the material world. Every living entity has this bhava or emotional mood of dejection because test for my determination. It's, something always goes wrong. That we can be sure of. If there is one thing we can be sure of, is that something will go wrong. Something will go against our wish, against our desires, against our interest, against our understanding of how it should be. And the reason for this is very simple, because we are not the Supreme Personality of God. It's a very sad reason, but it's a very real reason. So we can be 100% sure that we will not be victorious all the time. And that's exactly what Vritrasura is saying. He says that you are para-atma. You're dependent on others. The very fact that we have this material body means that we're dependent. This is, in fact, has been described in the story of Vritrasura as well, that we always depend on somebody else. We always depend on food, we depend on air, we depend on other people. So much so that we're always dependent even on the, you know, emotions of other people. It's amazing to really understand. You depend on the microphone, you depend on so many stupid things. But it's amazing to see, you know, to which extent, sometimes we don't understand this, don't realize this, but it's amazing to see to which extent we are dependent. If somebody, you know, has some, you know, not a very joyful mood today, and he looked at us with some strange look, you know, it's enough to spoil our mood for, you know, for 1 week. What did he mean? What is this? And that's a proof of our dependence. We're dependent on so many things, you know. Somebody didn't say us something nice or said to us something which is true, that you're a fool, you know. And that's enough to completely destroy our stamina or our mood. But here we see Vritrasura being the devotee. He's explaining to us what is the mentality or the mental framework of a real devotee. He says, you have to understand that you're always dependent. And if you are dependent, if you have to be dependent, if you're anyway dependent, why don't depend on the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And if you depend on Him, if you really establish this connection, and you always depend on Him and on Him only, then you will be victorious. In fact, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments on this verse and he says that everyone will be defeated sooner or later, but just one person who is always dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our defeat is in fact is the consequence of our attempts to depend on others. This is a very important point of this verse. Unless and until we're trying to depend on others, until we have this false notion or false idea that by depending on others we will gain something in this world, we will be defeated. In the ultimate sense of this world, we will be defeated, that's for sure. But the recipe or the formula for success in this world is to be always dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this dependence itself gives us a complete, total determination. And as Srila Prabhupada says, we should not be concerned with victory or defeat. If we are dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this is victory. And if we are trying to depend on somebody else, this is the defeat. This is the definition of defeat according to Vritrasura. And if we are only dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can be sure in the ultimate victory. We can see how our acharyas manifest this glorious quality again and again and again. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, before coming here to Navadvip Dham, he has been trying for many years. Somehow or other it didn't work. You know, finally when everything was prepared, when everything was ready for him to come here to Navadvip Dham, and he knew there will be some mission for him here, and so many impediments were there. And finally when he was about to come here, there was a severe case of malaria. For 40 days he was fasting. He was practically dead. And then at the end of this malaria, he wrote in his diary, so many impediments, there must be something good out of it. If there is so many impediments, there must be some good result which is coming from this. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Prabhupada, he gave another indication of the same principle. Somebody complained to him, see, somebody complained to him and that we're meeting so much opposition, we're preaching and so many people are opposed to our preaching work. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Prabhupada answered, this is good. This actually means that you are taking the right course, that you are in the right direction. This is the indication that you are doing something right. If there will be no opposition, it means that you're doing something wrong. So that's the mentality of a real devotee. And we know Srila Prabhupada how many impediments did he have? And he said, my only achievement was that I never gave up. We know that when he was in America, he would come, you know, in the beginning years of America preaching, when there was no real success, he said, I would come often to this Sindhya steamship office and ask, when is the next ship to India? And he would come and they would say, you know, next ship is there. And he said, okay, yes, I'll take note of it. But he never used his return ticket to India by Sindhya steamship. And we know that ultimately this is the formula for his, this was the formula for his success. He was not dependent on success. We are dependent on this feeling of success, like Prabhupada says in this purport, that we become very jubilant when there is success and we become very morose when there is some defeat. But Prabhupada and real devotee is never dependent on this feeling of victory or success. He is dependent on the Lord and he knows that everything is within the hands of the Supreme Lord. And we are, as his servants, have to just serve. And that's it. And by serving him, we are victorious. This is our victory. And there is a very nice story, which is one of my favorite stories of Srila Prabhupada. I never heard this story being told, but I read this story in an interview of Harikesh then Maharaj with Satswarup Maharaj, when Satswarup Maharaj was collecting the memories of different devotees for Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. And the story is goes like this. Srila Prabhupada was in Bombay and there was a crisis at that time in the society. And, you know, three of his disciples more or less declared themselves gurus and they all had followings and followers and they were all very strong and charismatic. And at the same time there were some problems in Germany. The police took over the castle and there was some arms stored in this castle, and there was a court case, and so many devotees were put in prison. So it was a crisis time. It was a very critical time, and practically every hour some bad news would come to Srila Prabhupada. Bad letters, telegrams, you know, telex, phone calls, you know. And Prabhupada visibly was affected by this. Visibly he was concerned by all this serious situation which is going on in the movement. And Harikesh then Maharaj said that every one of us who was the entourage of Srila Prabhupada was totally, completely dejected. We just didn't know what to do. It was so bad. And then at one point, Prabhupada, he dismissed everyone from his room. He said, just get out of here. And the devotees, they stood outside of his room wondering what he will do. And somebody was looking in the little hole which was there. And what they saw something amazing. Prabhupada lay down on the floor. Nobody was there in the room. There was nobody to, you know, to make a show. He lay down on the floor and he started laughing. He just started laughing and laughing and laughing. And it was like, you know, the rose petals were pouring from the sky. It was so beautiful when he was laughing. You know, he was completely, totally unaffected. He was happy. As he says here in this purport, he says, you know, we should be only concerned of doing something for the Lord so that we are recognized by the Lord. And it doesn't matter whether it is victory or defeat. It really doesn't matter. It's not really substantial. It's not really important. You know, the main thing is that we have this chance to do something for the Lord. And that should be our main consideration. Everything else is not important. And If we have this mentality, then whatever we will do, we will be ultimately successful. As it is said in the last verse of Bhagavad Gita, Yatra Yogeshvara Krishna, Yatra Partha Danurdara, Tatra Shir Vijaya Bhutir. So, you know, Sanjay assures us that there will be victory. Don't worry about this. Victory will be there. Don't be concerned with the victory. Be concerned with your service, because this is the most important thing which you can do. And we also know the glorious example of Queen Kunti. Usually people come to the temple and they pray to the Lord. And what do they pray? What do they pray from the Lord? Please give us some peace. Please remove obstacles from our path. Please make me successful. Please give me something. And Queen Kunti, she is standing in front of the Lord. And she is saying, please send us obstacles. Which is completely crazy. You know, it's totally, absolutely crazy. Why? Because the devotee have a different definitions of auspiciousness. Everyone comes to the Lord and everyone prays from the Lord to send him some auspiciousness, to make his life auspicious, right? This is what the Lord is for, you know, he has to make our life auspicious. And sometimes as devotee we have this idea which is actually a hidden agenda. You know, we became devotees and we're supposed to serve. But really we became devotees to get something from the Lord. And if he doesn't give us something, we become, our faces is deeply shaken. I have seen how devotees react. They say, you know, what is the use of being a devotee if Lord doesn't help you? But it, in reality, it means only one thing, that we have this hidden motivation. We are not devotees because we want to be devotees, because we understand that this is our constitutional position, that we will always be devotees, that we always remain servants of the Lord. But we became devotees to more or less, you know, use the Lord to be the Lord. Use the Lord to manifest or to exercise our inclination to control and to enjoy. And here, Vritrasura, he very clearly says that it is the Lord who is Purusha. He is the enjoyer, not you. He's looking at Indra and saying, you think you are enjoyer? Forget about it. Your moroseness is the manifestation of this enjoyment spirit, not anything else. It's the manifestation of your desire to lord it over, to control and to enjoy. And if you are the real servant, you have to have this complete, unshakable determination just to serve and be happy because you have this chance to serve, because you can serve. And this is the real teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Queen Kunti, she's praying of the same thing. She's saying, Vipadah santu yaksha shvat. Please give us this vipad. And vipad, in Sanskrit, it means obstacle, but it also means poverty. Vipad is actually, in Sanskrit, is an antonym, or the opposite meaning of in Sanskrit is for the word sampad. And sampad, we know, is wealth. we know about Daivi Sampat and Asuri Sampat in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So Sampat is the wealth. And in reality, Queen Kunti is saying that my Sampat, my wealth, my only wealth, is the Vipats which you sent to me. In other words, she gives this very amazing definition of auspiciousness. For devotee, anything which helps him to remember about the Lord is auspicious, is the wealth. And because the impact help us remember about the Lord, this is our success. This is our wealth. Happiness. This is our fortune. Sometimes when we want to get fortune, we think that, you know, fortune means, you know, we get followers and we get wealth and we get everything. No. No. And she's saying a very important thing about why Krishna sometimes is so harsh to the devotees. Sometimes, you know, not sometimes, all the time, we join and we think, I joined because I wanted to be peaceful. And Prabhupada, he said this, you know, wonderful slogan, chant Hare Krishna and be happy, right? And yes, we chant and chant and chant. Why? Because we have this understanding that happiness means that everything is fine according to material standard. No, you know, there's, you know, we chant and Krishna sends us so many problems and we should be happy. And the more problems are there, the more happier we should become. This is the slogan of this Sangha, more devotees, happier devotees. Happier devotees means devotees with a lot of obstacles, a lot of problems. You know, this is the hidden meaning of this slogan of Srila Prabhupada, chant and be happy. You know, it means that Krishna will send to you impediments. For sure, don't worry about this. You don't have like Queen Kunti to ask him to do it. He will do it. But in reality, she explains why he is doing this. Because he is Jagat Guru. She is saying, O Jagat Guru, or teacher of the whole world, he is teaching us this very important lesson of dependence on him. By sending all these obstacles, all these problems to our life, he is giving us the most essential teachings which is there. And once Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, in a lecture, he gave a very amazing statement, very important and amazing statement. He said that sometimes people wonder why there are so many problems in this world, why there are so many miseries in this world, why? And he said, he quoted the famous verse from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Tatenu Kampasu Samipshamana Bunjana Evatmak Ritam Vipakam Ritvakva Pulbir Vidanam Namaste Jivete Yomukti Pade Sadaya Bhak. And he said that the reason why there are so many problems in this world is that by encountering these problems, the living entity may develop the feeling that something is lacking in his life. And this feeling of lacking is extremely important for our spiritual development. By encountering all these problems and miseries, we can develop this feeling that something is lacking. It means that my position is not natural. He says that normally living entities are trying to be connected with something which is limited. And this desire to be connected with something which is limited is the source of innumerable miseries in our lives. Our desire to be connected or to be somehow or other in contact with something limited is actually the grievous mistake which every one of us does. But he says that by developing this feeling, Lord Krishna mercifully arranged this world in such a way that by developing this feeling that something is lacking, we may understand that what is really lacking in my life, the contact with unlimited. I am separated with this unlimited, which is my natural, which is unnatural for me, and that is the reason of all my problems. And as soon as this desire to come in contact with something unlimited becomes very strong, you know, that's the real auspiciousness. And that's why the Lord sends all these problems and impediments in our life. And that's why, that's His mercy. That's His real mercy. His real mercy is not to give us money and followers and prestige and position and so many other nice things. In fact, this is not mercy. This is His curse. Because there is a good chance that we will forget about Him by having all these things. and we will become proud. But he sends to us all these problems to make us humble. And when we are humble, in this humble state of mind, we may remember about him. And this remembrance about him is the most auspicious thing which may happen to us. And as leaders of this Krishna consciousness movement, we have ample mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of unlimited problems. I know it because I'm coming from Russia. As they say in India, from Russia. So I'm from Russia. And this is the place of unlimited problems. And sometimes I think, what am I doing in this condemned place? Not sometimes, every day. Every single day of my life, I think about it. Because there are problems after problems after problems. You know, all you know, Bhagavad Gita court case, now there is a appeal case. And yesterday we got the news that the deputy of prosecutor general in Russia spoke against Bhagavad Gita. It basically means that the court case was supported or endorsed. He came somehow or other, by some coincidence, he came to Tomsk now, you know, just before this court case is about to start, this appeal court case. And he spoke, again, by coincidence with the journalist. And he said, you know, that is la, 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 extremist book, you know. You know, and, you know, sometimes, all the time, I think, will there be an end? And the answer is always the same, no. It will remain the same. But we have to really understand that this is the mercy, that this is real mercy. And ultimately, if we manage to remain humble, to remain servants of the Lord, and to keep us in this position, the victory will come. But we will not be too much jubilant when it will come. Because the eternal joy of the soul will shine in our heart even before that, just by this attitude of humble service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is the quality which naturally comes to somebody who has surrendered himself to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we have to learn this glorious quality or this glorious manifestation of bhakti from our teachers and spiritual masters. Thank you very much. Prabhupada ki. Yeah. I guess there is no time for questions.